Religious institutions, tanning salons, gyms, hairstylists, and even laser tag arenas have been successful in the courtroom in their pushbacks against Governor Cuomo's pandemic shutdowns. Attorney Steve Cohen with Hogan Willig represents Western New York restaurant owners in their quest to welcome back dine-in guests. He believes not only is the governor overstepping his bounds, but so are varying state agencies.
Such things as they didn't have two sides of the tent open wide enough, or people who came in to dine didn't finish their food by 10 o'clock p.m. These are things that are ordinarily out of the purview of the state liquor authority. But all of a sudden, the governor is enforcing his edicts by using all of the tools at his disposal.
The state has on its own relaxed restrictions after threat of or while under legal challenge, but Cohen hopes this time a judge gets to decide.
We are in a constitutional crisis, and we need some clarity, and the executive and legislative branches have failed us miserably. Hopefully the judicial branch will be able to bring some clarity and sanity to what's going on.
The lawsuit was brought following the patio and takeout-only restriction put in place after Erie County's designation as an orange zone for COVID-19 in November. The latest numbers show less than 1.5% of virus spread is coming from restaurants statewide. Ryan Zunner, WBFO News.